Good morning and welcome to this episode of Step Into the Light. I am your host, Patty Sheen. Thank you for listening. On this show, we introduce listeners to people who have found their way out of the dark shadows of life and back to light, and those who, through various ministries and creative endeavors, lead others on their journey from darkness to light.
Good morning again and welcome. My guest today, Tracy Smoke, is an author who loves to write devotionals, Bible studies, and nonfiction. She also enjoys photographing beautiful nature scenes. Her first full-color devotional, Living Water to Refresh Your Soul, with 30 original photographs of tranquil water scenes, released in August of this year. Her Bible study, titled Refuge of Grace, Finding Your Safe Place, and her debut novel will release in 2023. Good morning, Tracy. Welcome to Step Into the Light.
Hi, Patty. It is such an exciting thing that I can be in Florida and you're in Colorado, and God brings us together like this. Thank you for your hospitality.
Tracy, I am so excited to have you on the show today. I watched your YouTube channel, and I'm a fan of photographing sunsets. That's my thing. Out here on the plains of Colorado. So when I saw your photographs of Florida, which I have never been to Florida, so I have no idea what the scenery is like there. But having grown up on Long Island in New York, I'm thinking Florida is a bunch of beaches. So I was just flabbergasted to see your beautiful, beautiful photography. So it is such a blessing to have you here today as well. Thank you so much for coming on the show today.
I am excited to be here. And you know what, Patty? It's like every one of these pictures is a gift from God. I'll be going around minding my own business, and it's almost like somebody just sort of taps me on the shoulder and says, hey, wait a minute, look at that. Isn't that beautiful? And then I'll start grabbing my cell phone camera. I'll whip off on the side of the road. Or the other morning, I didn't eat breakfast for an hour because I was trying to get a picture of a peeled orange. I don't know if my brain, if I've just gone over the deep end.
You're a little like me in that, Tracy. I also just use my cell phone, and I'll walk outside, and it's like, oh, okay, I have about 5 or 10 more minutes. And then I'll take off, and it's like, oh, no, I missed it. I try to time it just right, and sometimes I'll take a picture of the sun going down, like through some trees, through some tree branches, and other times it's just across a big field or pasture. We have a lot of cattle out here, and sometimes I try to get them into the picture. I know what you mean. You just want to get that perfect, perfect picture. And last night I was trying to do the moon. Have you ever tried to take a picture of the moon? It's like, no, a cell phone does not reach 240,000 miles.
Isn't that how we feel about God sometimes? We know his majesty. We see it revealed in all nature, and we don't know how to get closer. It's like we don't know how to walk out that journey.
Exactly. Yes. It's so remote and so unreachable.
But I know in some of my nights, some of my darkest times, that's when God has been closest. And
yes.
I love the title of your blog, where we're all stepping into light. You know, I think early on, I thought to be a good Christian, to be a faithful follower, that meant I was perfect, that I did things right. I didn't make mistakes. I didn't fall short. And what I've learned over the years is when I face plant, that is when God comes so quickly to my rescue, and he dusts me off and he just holds me close. It's because
yes.
he loves us. It's not because we're the ideal super Christian people.
We sure aren't. At least I'm not anyway. Tracy, I'd like to step back a little bit. And when I introduced you, I introduced mainly your writing endeavors, but there's much more to you then your writing. Your writing is a wonderful aspect of your life, but there are many other interesting and exciting things that you have done in ministry. So I'd like to introduce listeners to some of the other aspects of you, if you will. You hold degrees in communication for business and education, and you have used those skills to minister in many different ways. Tell us about your medical mission trip to Mongolia.
Yes, that was interesting. And I would just share with our folks listening in that every experience becomes part of a treasure chest and provision that God will use to minister. And for me, I would like to tell you about a whole bunch of successes, but it seems like it's been more of my shortcomings where God has really found riches that can secure and comfort other people. In 2006, I was in the process of rebuilding my life. I had had a 20-year marriage fall apart, and I was just heartbroken. And my church had a sister church in Michigan at the time. I lived in Virginia. And our church got an invitation to send people to support a missionary in Mongolia. And they made no bones about what the trip would be like. They said, we'll be shoveling dung, we'll be wilderness camping, we'll be in a village dominated by shamanism, and we will be hours away from the nearest city. And so I'm thinking in my heart, whoo, that's a party I don't want to go to. Thanks, God. But I kept having it come back. You need to go and help. And I didn't have medical qualifications, but they needed some people to help teach the youth and practice some English and do some Bible stories, because in that area of outside Ulaanbaatar, the capital, they still were translating a Bible in that language in 2006. So it was kind of new territory. And I tried to bargain with God, and I just said, well, God, I'm happy to do whatever you want me to do in the good old U.S. of A. And you know how that goes. He really doesn't pay any attention. And I just heard, you've got to go. So I went to the planning meeting, and in my mind, I'm still arguing. I'm not convinced I'm going. In fact, I'm pretty much sure I'm not going. And one of my dearest friends and mentor and prayer partners, her name's Jennifer, she leaned over to me very quietly. Now, I haven't said a word, and everybody's planning travel, suitcases, bringing medical supplies, felt boards for the children's classes. And she leans over to me and she goes, Tracy, I'm getting a picture of a donkey. Does that mean anything to you? It was all I could do not to just bust out laughing, because in her gentle, loving way, God was telling me, Tracy, don't buck me on this. Don't be stubborn. I want you to go. So I went, and we did camp outside. The only communication we had was a satellite phone. It was brutal, Patty. The conditions were brutal. Even though we were there in July, it was their like 60-day summer, it would go down to 30 or 40 degrees Fahrenheit at night. And then during the day, it would go up to 100, 110 degrees. And we were on a plane that was wide open, so there was no shade. The hospital we were supporting only had one strand of electricity, and the outhouses were literally wooden buildings with dug holes outside. It broke me down physically. It broke me down financially. My credit card got messed up as we were traveling on the international flight. So I land in this foreign country. I now have no currency. I have no money. I mean, I have my traveling companions, but it's like God removed every support I traditionally would preserve my independence from him with, and took those away and let me see that he would be faithful, that I would be safe, that I would know him. One night, this major storm came through. We could see it on the horizon hours away because it was wide open. And we're in tents, and the missionary had gone to check on another team, so we didn't even have a vehicle there. And we just saw that storm coming. And in a way, Patty, I was almost afraid like we weren't going to make it. And it was just surrendering my soul. No matter what, Lord, I trust you.
Tracy, hearing that story, it gives me goosebumps. Oh, my goodness. It reminds me of what Jesus did to the disciples in the Bible when he said, leave here with nothing. And it sounds like that's exactly what he did to you. And
he did.
To hear you talk about this is, oh, my goodness, you definitely have to write a book about that experience.
Well, I did put it in the first book that happened. It's a memoir called Employed by God, Benefits Packaged with Faith.
Okay.
And it's each chapter is based on a verse out of Psalm 23, and it's modern anecdotes of what does that psalm look like in the contemporary world. So, yes, the Mongolia trip was definitely part of that. But you know what I learned there, Patty, was A, God is faithful. He will secure. But B, it brought back fellowship and intimacy. We cooked on an open fire. We had to walk and get water from a neighboring family a couple miles away that let us draw water out of their well. We would see animals every morning that were stockaded at night for safety. They'd be released in the morning, so it was almost like being in the Garden of Eden, because you'd see cows go by, you'd see sheep go by, then horses would go by. In the midst of the hardship and difficulty, there was so much beauty. And I think that's kind of my passion in writing and with the photography, because I know a lot of people are hurting. There's a lot of trials. There's been a lot of loss. And still finding God's beauty and feeling his presence will get us through those awful times.
Yes, absolutely. And I wanted to mention, just for the sake of listeners, Tracy, I don't want to give anything away here, but you did this in 2006, so it's not like you were some 22-year-old here doing this. I mean,
no, and I'm not getting any younger, Patty.
I mean,
but, the funny thing is,
goodness.
I don't know what's funny. I argued with God about this a lot. I had the dream of writing as a youngster. I had asthma, and there would be days I would be bedridden. Everyone's outside playing, and I'm home in bed having trouble breathing. And so books were my escape, but I didn't actually start writing until 2009. And from 2009 till now, there's been another, 12-year jag where I would write in bits and pieces, mm-hmm. But it's like God didn't fully release things. So that's been part of a journey, too. I know other people have dreams, and they're like, well, God, when are you going to release this? When is it going to be realized? And I would just say if their journey is like mine and it takes decades, it's just God enriching and developing the maturity that we can be steadfast vessels. I remember one time in Virginia, I was crying out to God, and I said, why am I doing all this writing? It's not going anywhere. It's not making sense. I don't even know how to do a chapter. And what came to my heart was the picture of a semi-tractor trailer on that Interstate 95, which is a huge interstate mm-hmm. that's always busy. It's like 8 lanes. And I was like, well, Lord, what is this picture of a semi-tractor trailer? And the impression that came to my heart was that he was equipping load after load after load that I could deliver others, but that it would take time for that tractor trailer to be filled with things that were good and of him.
I love that imagery.
Well, he has a great sense of humor. The other day I was a little frustrated again. It's like I've been working so hard, but I'm in an arena that I have no training in, and no one in my family has really done publication. my friend set, you know, it's different equipping. So I kind of feel like I'm out in the deep end and I have like a little flat noodle. And I was just thinking, you know, Lord, I don't know what I'm doing. And he just sort of laughed and he said, Tracy, the disciples weren't sedentary. And at the time I was sitting at my kitchen table and I just started laughing because that fancy word sedentary, you know, you mean you sit still, you're not moving. It's like, Lord, I haven't heard sedentary in a long time. But what he was trying to tell me is I can't sit on my behind at home and wonder why doors aren't opened. You know, the disciples were on the move. They carried ministry forward and they walked into unfamiliar territory trusting, and that's what I need to continue doing.
Yes, that trusting can be difficult sometimes when things don't move at our pace because we are terrible at waiting.
So true.
And we have to realize, and I don't know how many blog posts, I do mainly guest blog posts on my blog, I don't know how many times my guest bloggers have written about God's timing and how important that is and how waiting in the long run is the best thing that you can do. Even though, yes, you have to do the moving forward. You have to take the initiative to make things happen. But when they don't happen on our timeline, it's because God has a timeline of his own and he knows a whole lot better what's going to happen out there than we do. So we just have to trust him.
Absolutely. And I have also learned with hindsight to be able to see sometimes the timing isn't waiting on me. The timing is aligning the team. I had tried to make some contacts with podcasts or blogs. I had tried maybe 4 weeks ago working toward that and just didn't make all the connections I had hoped. And I think you and I emailed last week and you responded within 24 hours and today we're getting to know each other. So to me, yes, that's a divine appointment that I could step out in faith, but knowing that God is going to align the team.
You're right. It takes teamwork. It takes the support and encouragement of others. And it takes the strength from God for us to be able to carry out the tasks he's assigned us to do.
So important to have the encouragement, especially when you step out in an arena that's new. And I think in some ways God probably giggles when he does that because he said, you know, they're really going to have to depend on me. Mm-hmm. And it seems like every time I think I'm so brilliant and I go striding forth, I get a little reminder. I can't do it without him. It's not my gift. It's his equipping.
Yeah. We'll take a break here where I remind listeners that you are listening to Step Into the Light with host Patty Cheen here on Blog Talk Radio. My guest is author Tracy Smoke. Her first full-color devotional, Living Water to Refresh Your Soul, released last month in August. If you would like to listen to this episode again, or hopefully refer it to friends and family, it is on archive. The most current 5 episodes can be found on the homepage at pattysheen.com. That is spelled PATTISHENE.com. The Blog Talk Radio tab at the top of the page will give you access to all the episodes we have aired to date. Under each episode is a More Information tab that provides links to guest website, social media, and other resource information. Let's return to our interview. Well, Tracy, I'd like to ask you, we know we've talked about your writing and your photography, and your book is wonderful. I haven't had a chance to read the book, but I did see the interview that you did with a couple of ladies. That interview is up on your website, which is, by the way, is Tracy Smoke, S-M-O-A-K, TracySmoke.com, and that will be reflected on my website, as I mentioned in the break. You have a blog about finding hope. So tell us about a time when hope seemed to be elusive for you. Was there a time when you were in a dark place and that hope was kind of dwindling in the twilight?
Yes, Patty, I wouldn't limit it to one time. I think I cycle like every 2 days or 6 weeks. Or there have been many, many times where I don't know if it was despair, but it was very close. And it wasn't because God wasn't there. It's just, it's like I'm wired as a seeker and I'm always looking. We talked about the experience in Mongolia. The first book started as a result of taking a career change and going to become a technical editor at a military installation, and it just wasn't a good fit for my skill set. And after 6 months as a probationary employee, I went to HR and I said, could I move from the cubicle to where I can actually talk with people, because I'm an extrovert. And the next thing I knew, I got uninvited.
Oh, no.
And I was like, Lord, I've never been sent anywhere without commendation. What's going on? But that raw pain started me really clinging to Psalm 23. When everything falls apart, do I still believe that God is good? And I worked for a year in a maximum security prison with young men that were ages 17 to 20. And again, that was something I didn't just joyfully waltz in there and say, here I am, God, to do your service. I mean, he kind of drug me in there kicking and screaming. But it was a part of America I had never seen. And once those young men knew I really cared about their education and I was there to teach, they would open up and tell me their stories. And some of them were on the streets when they were in sixth grade.
Yes.
But there was one young man in particular, he would tell me about his grandmother and how she was so special. And I said, well, what would she do? He goes, she could make the best pancakes. And I said, well, how did she do it? What was her recipe? And he said, well, there was this box that had a picture of a lady on it in her kitchen. And my grandmother would mix this, would mix that, and then we would have pancakes. And Patty, my heart just flopped.
Aww.
Because I realized it was a packaged pancake mix where you just measure the powder and add water and egg. And this young man couldn't read. He couldn't even read how to do pancakes on a box.
Aww.
And, you know, so ministry happened there. And it was a scary time. I mean, I was locked in a room. It was like a goldfish bowl where the guards had windows on two sides and they'd walk by and I had a radio. And one time, one young man, I was pushing him really hard to learn and he was angry and scooched up his chair toward my desk and he goes, we're going to take you in that bathroom and we're going to beat you up. And I was so angry. It's like the fierceness of the Lord rose up in me and I just scooted my rolly chair right up to his desk and I said, you can try. He got so quiet and he started picking up his pencil and reading his book again. You know, that wasn't me. That was the righteousness of the Lord taking authority of that room. But one of the most joyful moments, there would be a guard that would moonwalk and the young man would encourage him. And then there was another young man that at the end of the year, we had him progressing and reading to the point where he could read the 10th grade biology book. And that was just such a moment of celebration. It's like, thank you, God, that you would trust to go into a dark place, not for my convenience, but because I have an opportunity to serve.
Tracy, when I think about the manner in which you must have influenced these young men's lives, oh my goodness, and there were probably some influences that you will not even be aware of until you meet those men in heaven someday, and they'll be able to tell you, do you know what you did for me? So that is just wonderful.
Well, I would just encourage, you know, when we share our stories of hope, we see potential more than problems.
Yes.
And I just hearing your voice and saying you like the photography, it just encourages me and galvanizes me to go forward, that I am hearing God, and that the art and the writing can touch a heart and make a difference. And I think all of us just need to be reminded of that, whatever sphere of influence we have, whether it's a Girl Scout troop or someone in line in front of us at the grocery store, that the power of a smile and a gentle spirit
can do wonders.
So you had also asked me, Patty, about other times where I needed hope. And one of the other works that's under contract, you mentioned, is the debut novel. And that started in 2010 as I got training to be an advocate for survivors of domestic violence. And I was able to help these women go and apply for jobs or get what they needed out of the pantry for clothing and food. I actually was trained to go and interview the batterers and do assessments for lethality. And some of the stories just started winding into how can we bring to light the suffering that happens behind closed doors. And,
yes,
and not in a Hollywood version where you've got somebody beaten up and then you're just showing more violence for the sake of violence. It's like, where is the healing? Where is the hope? So that started with a story tracking a young woman who was trying to find safety. And then at the same time, I was facilitating at our small church grief share. And at the same time, my parents had come up to visit for Thanksgiving, and we were doing a little family 5K downtown. And at mile marker 2, my dad had a widowmaker heart attack right in front of me and fell like a tree. And it just so happened that right behind us was a cardiologist and his entire team. They were doing a team building thing. It just so happened that there was a Navy chaplain on the curb who came to render aid and started CPR. He asked for permission as a Good Samaritan. It just so happened that the race had just staffed security people on bicycles with AEDs. And it just so happened that the location of the race was a mile away from a regional hospital that had just been equipped with high-end cold sedation technology to address that exact concern. So had that heart attack happened to my dad where he was living, he never would have made it.
Right.
He just saw the third great-grandbaby in a year last week.
Oh, for goodness sake.
I have seen many miracles, and that's not to say if God's answer had been, no, there will not be time on earth extended, we wouldn't have accepted it, but there were just so many divine interventions that we had to see God's hand in it and just trust whatever his decision would be.
That story about your, was it your dad you said?
Yes.
Is amazing. Oh my goodness. Wow.
Well, I think one of the things that kind of guides me in writing comes from Matthew 5, verse 4. Jesus said, "Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted." So I know there's all different kinds of sorrows and broken dreams and disappointments. And I guess I just hope that my life will be a witness that yes, we will have hardship, we will have suffering, but God can redeem whatever is there for a brilliant, brilliant gem in his kingdom. And for anyone listening who's still grieving and suffering and hurting, to keep hanging on to faith that God is real and he's tender and he will be right beside you.
Yes, he will, and I think we mentioned this earlier, that it's sometimes when God seems farthest away that actually he is the closest. It is us who tend to do the pulling away, not God. He's always right there.
Yeah, and you know, a lot of times God will use nature for an object lesson for me, because otherwise I'm just not listening. I'm too in my own head or arguing with him or whatever. So last night I had a neighbor come over and a moth flew in the door right away. That's like, oh, how am I going to get that moth out of here? So I just gave up on it and forgot about it and started visiting with my company. Well, this morning when I was brushing my teeth, that moth just happened to come right by the sink. And it's like, oh, well, I need to get it outside because it's going to die. I mean, it's, but I don't know how to do it because it's so fragile. So I'm trying to figure out how am I going to save this little moth. And then it alights right on my shirt. So I took my hand and I cupped over it real gently. And so I'm walking to the front door and I can feel the little moth like fluttering against my hand. And there's no way it's going to be able to save itself. And it didn't know I wasn't going to hurt it. But I just had like that little superimposed thing is like, that's the strength of God. And we fly into a place that's dangerous or not good for us or not right, and we stay there, and he's trying to gently take us to a place where he can release us into freedom, where we can fly. So just if people are facing disappointments, or maybe if the answer is seen no, 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 maybe the answer is just not yet, because God's trying to position you in the place where you will be free to move fully forward in his love.
Tracy, you have to put that one in a devotional.
Well, girl, I hope he keeps giving me inspiration. And just thank you so much for the time with you. Is there anything else you can think of that I haven't blabbed on and on about?
Well, I would really like, and this is entirely up to you. You may not feel comfortable doing this yet, Tracy. But I'd love to have a sneak peek of your upcoming novel. What is it? Contemporary? Historical? Give us just a little, even the back cover blurb type sneak peek of what's coming for you.
I would love to do that. So the debut novel, the working title is Who Brought the Dog to Church? And it actually, the idea started in a country sanctuary on an Easter vigil. We were having a 24-hour prayer vigil, and people would come in and fill out an index card. And then throughout the night, people would take shifts and just pray silently over the requests. And I took one of the late-night shifts. I think it was maybe like midnight or something. And I looked over, and there was a lady with her Yorkie right on that sanctuary bench. And it's like, who brings a dog to church? But then that idea twined with the experience as far as my dad's heart attack, and then it overlapped with experiences serving as an advocate for those victims of domestic violence. The novel is contemporary Christian. The setting is a small town where three women in a church, they have a very strong friendship, but they also irritate the stew out of each other. But it's how they come together to be the hands and feet of Christ and how they make change in the community for God's love. That's a little bit of a teaser for you.
Oh, it sounds wonderful, Tracy. And when is this novel being released?
Well, I'm not sure. Ambassador International, we've gone through the editing cycle, and now they're working on the cover. And I'm not exactly sure that the title will stay the same. But I'm also excited because there's a Bible study coming out with Bold Vision. And it's all about encouragement. And the title of that is Refuge of Grace, Finding Your Safe Place. And it's an analysis chapter by chapter of Bible heroes and how they hung on despite adversity and went on to bring God glory. So there's just a lot of exciting things happening with the photography and the devotionals and the Bible study and the novel. And some veterans in the field are just saying, Tracy, pick one. Like, mm-hmm. I can only do what God shares with me, and these downloads are happening. So it's very much a faith walk right now to see what God will do with the words and where he will share the message. So I would appreciate prayer covering for that, that as I learn the profession, that I'm guided to wise mentors and that God's message is connected to the hearts that are hurting and you need to hear it.
Well, both of your works sound like something that we need to be looking forward to, Tracy. So thank you for sharing with us about the novel and also about your work from Bold Vision. Tracy, this has been such a joy to visit with you this morning, and thank you so much for your time, for the interview, and may God continue to bless you in all of your writing endeavors and your photography endeavors, and he has brought the two of them together in such a wonderful, wonderful manner. So thank you so much.
Thank you, Patty. I'm looking forward to staying in touch, and may God get all the glory.
Thank you. Listeners, in closing, we all encounter difficult times in our lives. We encourage you during those times to look to the light, knowing that when the light does shine again, it is so much brighter than you remembered. Thank you so much for listening today. I'd like to remind you to go to pattysheene.com, that's spelled PATTISHENE.com. If you'd like to listen to this show again, please refer it to friends and family. You'll find the link to this episode and the last four episodes on my homepage, and the Blog Talk Radio tab at the top of the page takes you to all the episodes we have aired to date, and under each link is a more information tab. Click on that, you'll find further information about each guest, links to their website, social media connections, and any other resources. I invite you to like my Facebook page, which is Step Into the Light. I'm also on Twitter and LinkedIn and Pinterest, all under Patty Sheene. Love to have you connect with me. Until next time, God bless you.